Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to the Hat Chat podcast. This week, your hosts are the same as every week.
That's crazy. That is That's really true.
But just in case you're hopping in at this point because you're just mindlessly doom scrolling on Spotify, which is a weird thing to do.
Yeah,
just stick to social media, mate.
It's not my chosen doom scroller, but yeah.
Chris Trott is me.
Hi, I'm Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
Hi, I'm Alex Smith, and that was Dib Schwart.
Oh, Dibschwart.
Dibschwart.
Nice pronunciation. Thank you for the finger.
Dib.
Whole one at the end with a bit of alien talk in it as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm excited.
You've teased us to the end.
Suddenly, yeah.
We all have to go wait until the end now. That's crazy.
Thank you. They gave us multiple versions, and I chose the one with alien talk on top.
Good. And hopefully this one won't give us a little copyright strike.
No.
They did offer
one of their own songs, original songs, but I opted for the finger.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the finger works. Yeah.
Just in case you get copyrighted.
It's YouTube's fault. It's YouTube being YouTube, you know.
Silly buggers. Anyway.
Very silly buggers.
Thanks for sending your fingers in. If you would like to send a musical masterpiece to us, of course, our email is hatchat@hat-films.com. It's also a great place to... just ask us how you're doing and stuff like that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't invite that.
That's a joke.
It hasn't happened yet.
Doesn't
mean it should start, though.
They will start. It happened back in the day. People used to abuse it.
When we did Hat Daddies, that was...
When we opened
well,
it
that was because we were daddies. Doing like an agony aunt thing, and that was our own
fault. But now that 0 degrees is a job.
Yeah, they can. So you send it to 0 degrees. That's Ravs's and Lydia's podcast. You go to them for some crazy stories. Or real stories, which are always sometimes sad.
But do send... hilarious news to us.
Yes, please do, because it's quite
especially
hard
ones
to
that
find
don't hit the headlines
news.
The localized stuff is quite funny sometimes.
It's hard to find funny news.
It's always
like funny,
quite
funny
morbid
news. It's either morbid or I mean this one was kind of funny, I suppose.
Well, let's kick it off with that.
Okay, but this one, the headline is man removed from American Airlines flight for farting excessively, which
can
is
I
just
have a quick personal story.
Okay,
because that's reminded me of what just happened this morning.
I went on
a photo shoot. Very fancy. I won it as a... We went to a wedding fair and won it in a raffle.
Nice.
So I went to this photography thing with me and my fiance, and we had a little shoot done. And they got us excited and stuff. They're like, oh, lean into each other, start pushing so that you can get some authentic reactions and stuff. I farted so loudly. And it's like a really echo.
You leaned in. As you leaned in, you farted.
So loudly.
Yeah.
And she pause because she was like trying to get us excited. The photographer was trying to get excited. Us excited. Yeah, go on, lean into it. And I went, ah! Like really loud. And she paused. Oh, okay, yeah, keep going.
Oh my God. Did you just laugh it off?
She didn't even laugh it off.
No, I was like,
did you giggle?
Into trying to win the pushing contest.
So did you just let it go? So nobody was unaddressed?
Yeah, unaddressed.
So you were essentially. So was it a case of you squeezed the fart out?
I got too into it.
Because I've done that with Murph before. I squeezed his belly.
It was the pressure of pushing, which also fucked my back up. I think that's might have been what
you fired your back into disrepair.
My back was already fucked. It wasn't the start of the fuckery, but...
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, I feel like the only way to address a fart is to laugh about it, because
we were whole thing was a laugh.
What if it's so stinky that it makes
it smelly?
No, it wasn't actually. It was just like a load of air.
I guess that's good then. Yeah. Win-win.
Yeah, no smell.
It's funny and you
don't aren't disgusted by the smell.
Because when they smell bad,
it's sometimes so bad. Like, and it's just like, whoa.
Do we stop the photo shoot now?
Like, I don't want them to breathe. Yeah,
this is a disaster.
I'm like, we shouldn't be in here right now, because you're
also like, I got another personal story. Yeah. I dropped my AirPod down the elevator shaft this morning.
Yeah, I know.
You did.
Yeah,
he did. It popped out.
Nightmare.
Went down the hole.
Just fell out of my pocket.
Damn, man. The thing opened up,
and then one of them just went down the hole in the elevator shaft. TJ came to my aid, got a measuring tape, bit of sticky tape on the end, and then.
MacGyvered the shit out of that AirPod, and you got it back.
I got it back.
Unbelievable. Because I think individual AirPod loss is not covered.
Well, no, that's
you have to return
the
objects.
Those things aren't cheap, man.
They're so expensive. But anyway,
so fucking great job.
How it ties into the farting is we both went down there, and someone dropped a fucking bomb in the toilet, and it was literally
the one that right next to the
right next to the doors, and there were people coming past gagging.
What's that?
It's disgusting.
That I do reserve. It wasn't me. Sorry, just to clarify,
it wasn't me.
But I do reserve that toilet for shitting
big
if
shits.
I need to, because you know
the
poison
for us.
So downstairs, that's the one.
I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I had a shit at work.
No, it's been a while. But like that, if I'd had to, that's the one.
It's quite barbaric to do.
It's
the entrance. The problem is, it's a communal area. Like, it's not even associated with whatever work culture you've got within your individual offices.
Toilets?
Like, what is it? The problem is below.
Is that immoral?
We've got the Chorizo Meat Tasters Association beneath us, haven't we? Yeah. So I prefer if they stuck to their floor, because they stink out their toilets. But no, we're all using the communal entrance, and every day I have to walk in and inhale the
stink. Doesn't smell that bad all the time.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think we should socialise the use of public toilets for shit, like public toilet
areas
for
toilet.
Shitting.
It's just an office
but
toilet.
When a person comes into your office now, they're more likely
to I'd rather it not
to
be this top part. Don't you think? It's the lesser of two evils. It's the lesser of two evils. You can do it the one in the hallway where
everybody else,
everyone you know can smell it, or go downstairs where anyone is anyone's game.
Yeah, but that's guaranteeing that everyone plus the rest of the office.
But you can't attribute that to you.
I'd rather make the shitty smell that we create our own problem than everybody else's problem to save face amongst ourselves.
I think we should be using
that one down there, because no one's going to know.
He can do
no
it anonymous. He's doing an anonymous drop.
Well, because it's gross, because whenever you bring anyone into your office or whatever, we're bringing like new business into your office, we are guaranteed an increased incidences of people creating stinky shit down in that hallway because of that.
I'll point out mine are never that bad. Like, I've not had a gagger.
You're the fan.
I haven't had gaggers.
You can't guarantee it, though.
In terms of I have yesterday?
You
I don't
can't,
know.
You can't gleefully go downstairs to the bottom floor knowing this isn't going to smell.
No, you can't guarantee it. But like at the same time, it's just like, yeah, I've never been down there. I've not experienced walking past it and like wanting to throw up.
I've already told them about the flight back from Las Vegas on this podcast, haven't I? The bit where I had with the shit.
Yeah, because
I don't want to go back through it again.
But we've got the passenger from the news.
So yeah, here we go. Back to what sparked this conversation.
That was such a great
This flight was recently delayed after a disgruntled passenger farted and was removed from the plane.
One big fart, was it? You didn't follow through or anything?
I don't know if they followed through. It just says fart. It just says, this past Sunday I was on a direct American flight from Phoenix to Austin, and I was seated near the row where this situation occurred. I'm simply sharing this because it's somewhat entertaining, and no, I did not film anything. He said he observed the man was audibly disgruntled.
What was he fucking
seeing?
He's farting.
You just
he's not using a flamethrower.
Like, there he is.
Have you been on a plane where someone else is? Obviously, you have.
Oh, no, sorry. Like, it's horrendous. What I'm saying, though, him saying, oh, sorry, I didn't film it. I'm like, well, it wouldn't have given us much more information, would it?
Yeah,
like,
filming. Someone there just farted.
Got him.
It's not a freak out. It's not like someone going nuts and getting dragged off a plane. Well, they're actually saying they might have got dragged off the plane. I don't know if that was... So several minutes passed and the majority of the people are seated but still haven't left the gate. I overhear him loudly say, you thought that was rude? Well, what about this smell? So he did it as a gag, like a bit.
You thought that was rude?
What about this?
So,
like a cartoon.
Excessive farting is the use of the word excessive here that I find funny. Like, So there was a one fart, two fart, but it just became so... Because it can't have been
that
one...
That guy did it on demand as a troll afterwards.
Yeah. But is that just one fart? Because excessive farting to me is like, after being asked to stop farting...
he continued to fart excessively.
For me, like, one fart is not enough.
Well, what if the fart's really long? Is that becoming excessive? It's like a long,
Well, if it's like minutes long, yeah.
That is excessive.
I'm like, this guy's got a leak. Yeah. you know, like.
Or a very tight bum hole.
Under 10 seconds, that would not be excessive. Like, but you've lost that.
Tiny little bit of air from a balloon.
Yeah, exactly. Or like one of those rocket balloons.
Yeah. But that might be a measured fart. Have you ever tried to do a fart where you've just tried to get a little bit?
Not just in my adulthood.
Rather than have you want to.
There's a technique to is to peel back one cheek.
Peel. The use of the word peeler is insane. Peel back a cheek.
It's quite a visual, isn't it?
Well, why are you peeling your cheeks? It implies that there's wetness.
I take the shotgun approach to farts. I like them to be as fast and loud as I can.
Done.
Yeah. Like, if I know I've got the air
that
there,
is dangerous.
I'll be like, I'll stop.
That's dangerous
tense up,
as hell.
And then, burp, and then, like, that's how I go for it. But, like...
You could so easily follow through on that.
I can tell. I'm a very windy guy, you know? Like,
there
I'm quite
could be
gassy.
Some stuff up there that's...
Due to my wheat intolerance, I'm often very gassy. And so...
good.
I know when it's...
We know.
I know when, I know when it's an air-based one, and I know when there's something in the chamber. You know, I know when there's a torpedo loaded, and I know when we're just
There could
testing.
Always be a nugget in there that's just hanging around.
You'll never beat a dog's fart. For smell.
I'm not trying to beat it for smell. For sound.
For
I don't...
smell. Unreal. In a negative way.
It's so disgusting.
It's just... That makes you want to throw up.
Can you describe it?
Not really. It's just that it makes you want... It brings on that gag. Like,
eyes watering.
Eyes watering. Like fuck. You've got to open a window. It's
Why?
Like... Jesus, he doesn't know either. He doesn't know he's done it.
Does it smell just like dog shit? Or does it smell different?
Doesn't smell like dog shit. It just smells... Oh, it's like
why do you like this so much, Smith?
The back of the throat kind of hits
every
the back
time,
of the throat.
He always inquires why and starts fucking laughing to himself.
Oh, and it's just so vile. And if you have a dog or you've experienced dog parts like that, you know that they can be some of the worst things. And the thing is, like, they're silent but deadly.
Yeah.
They're not always loud. Like, sometimes he does a little guff and he looks around and he's like, thinks it's someone else. It's like, no, it was you, buddy.
Mochi only farts noticeably when she's anxious.
Oh,
when she's worried about something. You can hear her stomach just gurgling. Yeah. Like when you're brushing her teeth.
Yeah.
And you're getting too far back. You can hear her stomach going like... She's fucking panicked about this toothbrush. And farts.
Well, so you're probably holding her while she farts.
No, she's very good with toothbrushing.
Yeah.
She like puts her hands up. Pause, sorry.
That's crazy.
Doesn't have hands.
Hands up.
On the little shower tray and she's like... Brush my teeth. It's very cute.
Oh, really?
It's very cute.
Oh, nice.
She comes in next to me when I'm brushing my teeth. And I brush her teeth, but she gets worried as soon as I start. She's like, oh, fuck, I know it tastes good, but I didn't realise you'd be brushing with that same thing you do every day.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, she's but so, have you squeezed dumb. Her belly before and it did a fart?
No.
Yeah, that's happened to Murph a couple of times.
I feel like, I think I find it interesting.
I didn't squeeze it hard. It's just like a general...
Like, I'm not a dog owner. And for me, like, the farts and the dog poop and all that stuff, it's obviously disgusting, like horrendous. Like, and so, but I just want to hear that quantified, I guess.
Visceral reaction.
And obviously, like, Ross is talking about it, it's very funny as well. But like, I also just kind of like to just hear people, I think people presume that people understand every perspective or way of seeing things. And I know I don't. Because I feel oft times people are like,
so you think that people
you don't get this at all, do you? And I'm like, no, can you explain it to me?
So you're doing quite a selfless service really for all those other people out there that haven't experienced it.
Maybe you're selfish. That information. No, I want the information. I want it.
I'm giving you
of course, but I'm not going to be like, I think admitting the selfishness is almost more noble than to take the free selflessness.
No, it's quite obviously selfish, the amount of gratification you get from it.
Yeah. And what, in terms of laughing?
Yeah, you fucking love it.
Yeah.
Dog farts can really change the mood in the room.
Yeah, I mean, smells in general, right? Smells are a huge thing.
It's not like a baked good. It's like, it's
disgusting.
Sometimes it is.
So it's just like, if you were like doing something, it's just like, oh, it changes everything.
Yeah. If you were almost about to bust a nut and then that whiff comes in and then you blow it to the smell of your dog's
You
heart.
Might get an associative...
What's that smell? It's not me, I promise.
There's an associative reflex. What's it called?
Gag reflex.
No, not gag reflex.
What?
Where you associate disgust a smell with response. Like a memory... And then it's permanently memory. Linked.
Oh, I see. Like with
so
like.
So what if you're banging away?
I can't
that
drink
smell.
Sambuca anymore, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Like a disgust response to that.
It's not a Freudian. No, that's a Freudian slip.
A Pavlovian.
Pavlovian.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Where you have a visceral.
Yeah, that
reaction.
Has to happen like a lot.
Yeah.
To kind of ingrain it, but you could. I guess you'd be traumatized. You know, PTSD from a moment where it's like, last time you know I was having you know.
It can.
Doing
it can.
The stink of a fart.
It could happen enough, though, where the dog is confused, thinks it's training, that every time you bust a nut, he farts.
Oh.
So then you get that Pavlovian
There's got to be a cue.
It's conditioning.
They condition each other.
Yeah, it's conditional, like, psychology. Like,
it's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Murph.
You condition each other.
Condition each other.
You're in a self-perpetuating conditioning.
That's terrible.
You need somebody to intervene.
You'd have to. That would have to be very regular for that to become a Pavlovian response.
That one is clearly a problem.
Yeah.
Also, you know, some people, you know, would have to go through like extreme psychological reconditioning to like stop that. You know, that's when you need to hit the mushrooms hard because you've created such strong neural pathways.
Yeah, but I like it.
Well, lucky you. Lucky you, I guess, because you've got a farty dog.
I'm a fan.
What happens when you lose your farty dog?
I'm going to have to start myself.
I'm going to have to become a breeder because I need...
The first one was lucky training. Now I have to put this training into a new dog.
It's a horrible situation to get yourself into, but, really, you know, we've come up with a great... Lovely thing. Any more news out there?
Different news, or because I mean, this one just goes on about how gross this guy is.
Ejaculates the dog farts.
I think it kind of sums itself up with just the title. The guy farts excessively and gets taken off the plane.
It's just there's a whole story where they're saying, you know, he's farting and calling people rude and low class. I'm dying.
he's calling them low class. And
he's just farting as a response, like a comedy kind of.
Also, that's kind of funny to call somebody low class.
Yeah, like, you're the one farting.
Who the fuck?
On the plane.
Like, you're low class.
Such a low class piece of trash.
You're
it's
low
like
class
a South Park episode. It's literally what are they called?
Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah. When people are backed into a corner and get defensive is when people are most fucking stupid, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like when people are willing to die on the hill that they've got themselves into. It's like, well, I'm not. I'll fart again.
Well, I'm like,
you're a lower class.
Yeah.
It's like, just look like a fucking idiot.
That manifest guy.
Yeah.
Don't touch my penis. Oh, you know
well, he
you're
was trying to plead
well.
Insanity. I think he was going for that.
Oh, I see. He was
angle.
Going, right.
And it failed.
What was the charge?
Wasn't he trying to steal? Was he running? <Nice. laughs> I don't really know.
It was. I think it was something to do with eating a meal.
Yeah, a succulent Chinese meal. Great clip.
But he was mistaken for like a guy that they were on this hunt for as like a boss of some sort of mafia-esque.
Like a boss.
But it wasn't him. However, they also found out that he was a criminal for something else and got him anyway.
I think that's something about, that was it. Because originally I was just like, if this dude's entirely innocent, this is just unbelievably fantastic.
But no.
But no, he is also kind of a bit
credit
of a con
card
man.
Fraud,
yeah, con
something
man.
Like that. Bit of a con man.
Yeah.
Get your
enjoying
hands
a meal
off
on somebody else's credit card, probably.
Penis.
Do you watch Formula One?
Oh, all the time.
There's been a this is as new as yesterday. So AlphaTauri have rebranded their name for 2024.
To what?
And it's just really long-winded.
To Cash App.
To Visa Cash App RB Formula One Team.
Seriously, that was a joke.
That's what they've renamed it as.
It's literally Cash App in there.
It's called Visa Cash App RB Formula
One Team. How much did they invest in that company, Cash App?
A lot of money. They've put a fucking shit ton of money in. Yeah.
AlphaTauri was kind of a cool name, but now it's just three different.
It's just
sponsors.
One of those things. Yeah, it just takes someone, you know,
Visa.
Could be Dildos RS if they have the money. I'm sure that you would have a brand. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be brand sensitivity before you just go. Actually, no, we've got Dildos RS on top. They're giving us almost $1 billion, so we're just going to fucking take their money and put Dildos RS on our fucking cars.
Really lame, isn't
which,
it?
Yeah. Visa Cash App.
There's enough decals on the car itself for then like the title of the brand to be changed
we
to
don't
a sponsor.
Even have
the
here,
the
we?
Gold rush of F1 has begun, I think. I think that's what we're seeing here. With people like Red with the Las Vegas stuff happening and their rampant expansion. I mean the gold rush of sport really. Like, you know, like a lot of sports are now like taking pretty, like, you know, they're taking all the Saudi money and all that sort of shit.
What
have you read?
I just saw the, I mean, that was just a little bit. We didn't need to go too far into the F1 stuff.
That's pretty stupid.
You've heard of it.
We put our face on a bus, right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
How much would it cost to put the Hat Films logo on a Formula One car?
Like
a Ferrari.
Like millions.
What's the cheapest one? We can't afford it.
It costs millions and millions just to, you know, run
one little decal.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You actually think we could get a decal on an F1 car?
And also, you probably have to sign up to a contract for X amount of years. And, like, yeah.
What if it's a lot of money? What if it's a hidden one, like the inside of the petrol cap?
It'd be pointless, but it'll still probably cost money. A lot of money. if you know a guy there and you just go, can you just draw a hat on there? Like, that's a very different situation.
Yeah, yeah. And F1's one of the, like, the last places that they can advertise, like, much anything. Yeah. And always, like, obscenely expensive things to people that enjoy that hobby who are obscenely expensive.
How much is it to...
So the competition for advertising will be ridiculous.
A F1.
But, like, if you've got the money, you can. Like, wasn't there that fake...
1 to 50 Red million a year.
50 mil.
One to 50,
depending on what the ad is. I'm sure.
Fuck me. Like, what's the return on investment there?
Well, you gotta wonder, because, like, when you think that there are, like, people with OnlyFans, like Amaranth, whatever, earning like 50 million in a year, like, she could put an ad on.
That's
there.
A whole year's worth of work. She could
put, yeah, but what's the cheaper option? Just get a little logo on the tail fin or something. I don't know.
I think it's about making certain. It's not necessarily about creating new business. It's about maintaining business. Yeah, I think the brands that do it are like legacy brands that want to maintain Rolex presence within that scene. Like, and they're the people spending
and
that
also
money.
Also, cut down on their tax.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be ad spends.
What do you mean cut down?
There'll be ad spends for all these companies.
Make less profits.
Yeah, there'll be ad spends for all these companies. They're all making silly money.
But that's not clever. That's just reducing your profits.
You know what is clever?
What?
This woman has stuffed her hamster to look like a pole dancer and even put notes in its G-string.
Oh, what a slutty fucking hamster.
What did that hamster do in life to deserve this in death?
One pet owner has chosen a much less traditional pose for her beloved hamster after it passed away. They were devastated when her Roborovsky dwarf hamster, which are tiny fuckers, they are really dwarf hamsters, fucking horrible. If you can't sex them properly, they'll eat each other.
Mine was a right little
reproduce
bastard.
And then eat the babies, because I've seen it in firsthand. I told you.
Firsthand.
I have discussed this before.
Yes. Yeah.
It's gross. Saw little rib cages everywhere. It's weird. Ugh. It's pretty much like a scene in Alien.
But would you rather that than this taxidermy
job? Wouldn't taxidermy my hamster into it. I mean, the image is quite hilarious.
Can you describe
Google
it for our audio listeners?
Yeah, so there's a mirror disc on the floor.
A tiny one
with a pole coming out of the center, and there is a taxidermied hamster holding onto the pole.
Stood up like a human
with a pink thong on and two little printed out dollar notes in its G-string
stuffed into the side of it. It's also got one of
its
hands
face,
up in the air.
Its face is kind of given the feeling of
perturbed.
Like, yeah, you want this, don't you?
I don't know if it is giving me that. To be fair, for a taxidermied pet, the eyes are quite good. And obviously, they're probably just
little
beads.
They replace the eyes.
Oh, God, yeah. Otherwise, they would go weird.
I think I'd like to see lots of little hamster patrons, like, around the bottom of the...
Making it ring.
Yeah, like around
patrons,
the bottom.
Yeah, they should get a collection of them. Make an entire... Oh, it was so morbid.
A diorama.
But then, I guess, you know, I mean, there are stately homes with animal heads on the walls, so it's like...
Do you reckon a hamster would gauge, like, they could see this taxiderm in the corner, they see this from their little cage, and there's, like, a few audience members now... They know they're next. They're going to be, when they die, they're going to be in that diorama. Do you think they can process that?
No.
I don't know what situation you're even describing,
I don't know the intelligence of a hamster, but I don't feel like they'll look at it and go, yeah, that's going to be me. Like, there's no fear. It's not like an effigy of, like,
I'm not
just
sure they even
warning.
Understand that they're looking at a show of other dead hamsters either. Like, you know, like.
They're like, when's my next meal?
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Oh, it's over here. this little piece of plastic.
I'm sold. It's better digging into this. Bird? No, 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 bird.
Huh? And their visual range is quite good for a little hamster.
I don't know the visual. Yeah. I've not really looked into the visual range.
Well, I think they're nocturnal, most hamsters. So
cost, cost £175 to do that.
What, £195?
£175.
How much was the hamster?
I mean, weird taxidermy is nothing new, let's be honest. And sure. I don't think that that was a beloved animal. If that was a beloved animal, I think you've got to be a psycho to do that to it afterwards. Yeah. The reason I'm laughing is because of how absurd it is.
It is absurd. It looks silly. And it looks crazy. They've dressed up like a stripper.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I just don't know how like I don't know how you'd find such a slutty hamster like in life.
Also, that made it to the news, which suggests that they wanted attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course they did. Yeah. Probably went viral.
Like, is there an OnlyFans?
If you maybe hamster? Yeah, there's got to be.
It's always the same fucking pose.
If you went into a friend's home, if you went to a friend's home and then you saw on the floor a rug, but it was like their old dog. You know how you get those like tiger rugs, but their head's like there. And
do they do that for dogs
sometimes?
Well, what if you saw someone did do that? What would you? Would you kind of?
I'd just be like, holy fuck!
Would you get out? I feel like I would be like, this is weird.
This is what crazy. You've
done, one, it's on the floor, and it's only a small dog.
I'm amazed.
I would ask them about it. I would be like, so what is the story here? Because if you
are you stepping
got,
on
like,
that thing as well? Why not mount it to the wall or something? How big is the dog?
What do you mean? If there's any dogs taxidermied in a house at all, I'm gonna be like, this is
weird.
Alarm bell.
Yeah.
But
if it was just literally limply on the floor, like as a little rug, it's like, and as you can see, it's a little. Dead
I find
face.
It kind of odd as well. Like if you were to get another dog, and then that dog is just like walking around on the previous dog's carcass.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah. That is.
My
weird.
Mate in Somerset, he had this like barn where we used to play music, and he had a leopard's head and like a boar's head.
Not a leopard.
In that bite. No, a leopard's head. Leopard. A taxidermied leopard's head. Like, and he didn't know where it came from. Like,
right.
It was like a family heirloom or something. Right, and he's just like, it's just always been up here. I think his dad probably knew. I think it came from like his granddad or something. Sure. But like, was just full on just a leopard head on, like mounted on a wall. And so like, it's bizarre. People start have weird stuff on their walls for like.
I find
reasons.
Taxidermy fucking weird.
It's creepy, I think it is strange.
Especially bad taxidermy is really awful. Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, it's rarely good either.
Rodents and
it's like that's a dead head that you've severed
otters.
And put on a wall.
There's loads of taxidermy in the milk thistle down the road.
Yeah.
And there's like, otters and stuff. And they never get the eyes right.
Is that a cocktail bar?
It is, yeah.
That's a weird thing to get drunk and look at.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. And they never get the eyes right. The eyes are always a bit warped.
Just put marbles in.
But
there.
I don't think I'd get a pet taxidermied.
No,
I don't think I would.
I think that's the difference. Like old pubs. Like there's plenty of those in England. Old pubs have a lot of taxidermy around because like that was a way of decorating a pub hundreds of years ago. I'm guessing, you know, like decorate, bring the outside.
There's a little
in.
Bit of space over here. Let's put animal's head on there.
Or like celebrating a hunt, like because you know all the meat from that deer might have been used in the kitchen or whatever. Like, and then you would then mount that and say like, hey, there are these great these huge deer have been served in this pub. I don't know, but like after a while,
put a tawny owl in the corner.
Yeah, that sort of. But like nowadays, it does feel a bit like I think we're not too far away from people who care about having taxidermy stuff in a pub from never caring again. You know what I mean? Like, I think we're the last
a bit
couple
dusty,
generations. Yeah, mainly you're like, oh yeah, it's one of those pubs, rather than like, oh sick, let's find one of those pubs that's got like the stuffed owls in it. You know, like you
what
don't
do you
go.
Think is the weirdest creature to taxidermy?
A reptile? No, not a reptile.
No, reptiles, I think would. Actually, stand up quite well.
An octopus. Obviously,
the issue is that
some form of
kind of creature.
Yeah, the jellyfish.
I don't even know how you would even approach that. I guess you'd have to create the molding first and just wrap this.
It's all a silicon mold.
It's just not going to work, is it? I mean,
no.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm almost wondering whether that exists.
An elephant,
jelly
taxidermy, taxidermy elephant.
I've seen elephant head taxidermies before.
Yeah.
You know, like the big tusks and stuff on the wall.
Jellyfish.
Is that what you Googled?
No,
they preserved it. They preserved it inside like a silicone resin cube.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it, I suppose. That was on our no stupid questions. Can you taxidermy a jellyfish?
Yeah.
It's not a stupid question. I guess, I really genuinely don't know. Not that that would be shit.
You can preserve anything, right, in resin. For a bit.
I suppose
someone preserved that hamburger. You
what
see
if
that?
It was just like a dog head? That would be fucking weird. I think I
would
judge the person.
Would you cap the end or would you show the spine? And
no, you put like a silver kind
like
of disc.
Like a Pringle can.
Like a
lid.
Pringle can lid, yeah. No, that would be fucked up. Yeah. I'd judge the person for doing that.
I wouldn't taxidermy my pets, no.
Especially not into a stripper. That's disrespectful.
Like that Sky burial's the only way.
Why does that hamster now have to live its afterlife? Well, I guess it's not living its afterlife. It's dead. But its living memory is now as a stripper.
Some cultures would hire a stripper to dance over the dead body. You see videos of it, don't you?
Which guys cultures? Getting dancing over dead bodies.
Yeah. People get like twerking strippers, like twerking in the face of the dead
it's
body.
Because that's how they wanted to live. That's how they lived.
Yeah, they're like maybe they were a pimp or a dancer.
Used to go to the strip club all the time.
Yeah, literally. That is the reason behind why some people hire strippers for funerals.
I got their favourite to come out and dance on the grave.
Through this article.
Is it?
Yeah. Britain's oldest male stripper shares weirdest jobs, including 250-person funeral.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
A lot of covers, that, isn't it?
It's the best night we've had.
A lot of notes. A lot of notes coming in the G-string today. Fucking hell. A male kissogram.
Sorry, just before we move on from this, this is actually quite interesting.
Go on.
We have a person watching that works in the Dutch Natural History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And they do taxidermies live in the museum. This is called Naturalis. They've taxidermied an elephant before.
I imagine they
And the skin alone weighed more than 400 kilograms.
Oh, my God.
Almost half a metric ton.
That's crazy.
About the size of a small car.
That's insane. Fucking hell.
Yeah,
that would
crazy.
Be so difficult. Do they have to like build a frame structure for it first?
I assume they would have to.
And then just cover it in its leather.
I don't know the process.
You have to take out all the flesh, I think. Yeah. But you have to then somehow try and preserve the musculature shape. So like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do. Well,
that's a video idea, I guess, for
it's
us.
A bit of a lost art.
Should we try and do our own taxidermy?
Nope. I'd like to be taxidermied.
Human taxidermy. No, I think that has been a thing in some museums. There maybe
have you seen the guy that's
is mummification
like
the same
motorbike?
As that? No, that's not. That's just preserving
taxidermy. You fill the body with formaldehyde, I think. Whilst mummification, you take all the organs and things that rot out, and then you basically,
cover
I think you
up.
Like beef jerky them. Do you cover them in salts to draw a lot of the moisture out of the skin? I remember we got taught about mummification.
Yeah, I knew a lot about mummification back in the day. Like they pull the brain out of the nose and shit.
I think it was weirdly, it was part of our curriculum. It was like part of the natural history curriculum, right?
But why the brain out the nose, though?
Because how else would you get it out?
They couldn't really cut the head, I guess. But you think that you'd drill a little hole in the back of the head and slurp it out like a slurpy. Get a little Dyson on it.
They didn't have Dyson back then.
Wait, what? But they built the pyramids. I'm pretty sure they had
Henry back then.
Oh, it was just a Henry.
Just a bloody Henry. And his face was sad doing the brain slurping.
We've been using Henry's to brain slurp.
Weirdly, my TikTok now has a mortician. Just randomly pops up.
What's this?
And just answers questions about how mortuaries work. Which is very odd. Like, how do you transport a dead person into the casket? How do you reckon that happens? Nowadays.
What?
Wait. So there's
they've
a
done
person.
Their job of like making them look presentable.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Put them in their little suit or dress.
Yeah.
And then they've got to move it from this table to the casket.
Right.
What do you do?
Like use a tray?
Stretcher or like a... Do you just get a couple of people on board and grab it, lift it?
There is that
or
option.
Or do you use like splints?
Ramp. They're on the tray.
Oh, like maybe
on
like
the
a,
tray. You put this.
You start
you put,
really
put
high up.
A
series of wheels,
and then you just tip it down. They just slide down, like in Thunderbirds when they got in the little like chutes.
Loads of rollers underneath. Maybe.
Would
like,
you believe it?
Right.
That is not right at all.
Do they get? do they get
how
paper?
Be?
Strong paper that they put under the corpse before they start preparing
grease-proof
it.
Grease-proof paper.
Yeah, just in case. Then they put it into the coffin, and then they burn the paper away.
Yeah.
Oh, like magic paper.
Close.
Like flash
like,
paper.
Flash paper for magic tricks.
It's actually just wheelie tables.
Yeah.
And they put it underneath this lift. So they have a lift of three straps that they bring down.
Oh,
okay. It's like a pulley system.
They put them under the body and then lift the body up and then put the casket underneath, lower them in.
God,
it's weird, isn't it?
It is weird. It is
like
weird.
Like morticians.
It's such a like
so morbid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also it's just like it's one of those professions where you're almost neck. Everybody else doesn't have to think about it. You know, like as in like
it's out of
sight. You're acting beside society, doing a different job, like you're dealing with something that most people
would never dream of.
Yeah,
the other thing I don't get is
having
like how you get into that industry.
Well,
is
it
like
so family?
It's a fetish. It's a fetish thing.
Right. It's either a kink or a family thing.
It's got to be a fetish thing, right?
I think that if you're getting into it fresh, it's definitely a fetish thing.
Yeah, I feel like, I really want to do this. No, nobody really wants to do this. Why do you want
to
do this?
I like to think that there definitely are new people who would get into it who want to do it as part of like a respect
as well,
for
or like
life
in terms of
thing. I think there's an empathic element.
What about someone who just does forensic analysis on like bodies that have been like butchered or like kind of?
Well, that's
attacked.
A different job, isn't it? But we're talking about people who prepare bodies
weird.
For them.
That's even more.
The mortician has to make that body look good if they're doing like an open casket, which is pretty fucked as well.
It's like, often they are family driven though. Often they are families because of this, because it's like you need to live it to be able to. Probably deal with it and understand
be conditioned.
It.
Yeah,
like
there's
any kind of gruesome job, like you know, working in an abattoir, or
or farming. Really, is a good example.
Yeah, like, or just being a vet who has to put down like animals.
Oh
god,
I guess it's quite good to get rid of the fear of death if you're like in that industry.
Yeah, I suppose so. You become numb to the idea of it. I suppose it's like
get the grease through paper. We got to move it to the casket.
I think
there must be a documentary
on
these kind of the psyche behind someone who has to do this. Because obviously, like, I imagine, you know, going into it, they probably are quite affected by it, but they, you know, get over it over time. It's like there was a documentary about people who did the Facebook, like, verification of, like, photos that were, like, reported and how many of them, like, had PTSD from the shit they saw.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if someone's dealing with that stuff in real life as well, they must fucking go to that shit as well.
Yeah.
Like PTSD-wise.
Yeah. I mean, it affects people.
We don't have to see dead bodies in the streets all the time or like, you know.
Well, yeah, it's the police as well. The police deal like, with it constantly. You know, like the amount of dead bodies you see as a new policeman in your first 2 years of work.
Gross.
I mean, you're probably going to see one in your first two years of being a police person. But I mean policeman in general
term.
Do you
think the funeral industry's in danger?
Funeral industry is in danger.
Because like, what if people just stop dying and then they haven't got business?
I think people run out of money to pay for funerals. Funerals are really fucking expensive. And
yeah, but what if people stop dying? There's no product then.
Do you have a preference between burnt or buried?
Huh?
Burn me.
You want to be burned?
Burn me and spread my ashes somewhere and grow me a tree.
Oh, burn.
You want to be burnt?
Yeah, because I'm an organ donor and they're going to whip it all out anyway, so I'll be a mess.
I'm also an
organ
donor.
I kind of want to be buried though.
I
just in case.
I think I've changed my mind. I think I want to do one of those fungal burial things. I would love to.
Like a tree grows or something outside. Well,
Because
be part of that network.
Exactly. I think that's pretty cool to be part of like the network of life. Problem is, we have a serious problem with actual space for burying people, and the fact that you know, unless you own the land, you can't.
First, though,
what if I'm getting fired out of a cannon? But hole, not like in pieces, like one big hole, like wrapped up in like cling film and
like a circus one,
like a little meat, like a lamb joint.
There he goes, the gammon steak that used to be Russell
into the ocean. There he goes. Off the cliffs of Dover.
I want to be far off the cliffs of Dover, and I want my ashes to be mixed with red, white, and blue like coloring.
Yeah,
and then I want as it. To fire it out,
like
I want sovereignty
stream.
Written along the side of the cannon. Nice. And I want to be fired across the channel towards France in one final, you know, like...
What about like a smoke trail as well? That'd be nice.
Huh?
Like a little smoke trail.
Explode in the air?
No.
Like fireworks.
Or like inside. Firework. If you pack my body with explosives.
And then
several people dying from rib cage.
The P&O next door is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
there's lots of chunks on our boat. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
But no, the green burial thing is very much a common trend right now. Like,
I've
heard about it from other things, and I'm like, oh, that's
good. And would you like to be buried upright or laying down?
I want to be vertical.
Vertical, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
I'll be looking up. I'm going to try and die in like a...
Like Han Solo.
Wait. Like as if I'm...
Don't pose me.
Don't pose me.
Mortician, keep it like this.
Yeah. I'm going to die like I was about to be savaged by a bear.
I want to be put into a time capsule so that when they think it's a time capsule, when it comes out, it's a dead body. It's just me as a dead body. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then a load of newspapers from the year.
Yeah.
And it's all the sun, daily star.
What's a good spoof casket, do you think? Like,
I don't know. It's just
what
like,
way could you, like... What thing could you bury yourself in to disappoint people, archaeologists in the future?
Oh, I don't
what
know.
What if I was buried inside a dinosaur suit?
Or like a giant leg of a bone that they can't really like attach it to.
We don't know what this is.
But it's huge. It must be like a T-Rex or something even bigger. It's
like, open up.
It's just like, it opens up and just my body flops out. Limply flops.
What about
that's
a fake UFO?
Body.
Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be juicy in there.
Oh, okay.
He's all slurry.
Yeah.
Fake UFO? I'll be buried inside a disc.
I want someone to repurpose my body and bones to reconfigure it to make it look alien.
Oh my god,
death body mods.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
death
turn
body
me into
mod.
Look an alien
like
creature.
Do what you like
after I'm dead.
I want to be a turducken.
Use me as an alien prank.
Yeah. I want to confuse the Mexican authorities.
Yeah, there's a fleshy reality to it, but also, what the hell? That's like an upside down skull that's been like moved. Yeah. What's this extension here?
Alien.
And someone just went to town with, you know, a bunch of skeleton bits and just replate and reshapes my body.
God, that rib does fit there in
just
the eye
super
socket.
Super glues it together.
It's incredible.
Yeah. That'd be weird.
I mean, they could freeze you the day you die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you could wait like 50 years.
Yeah.
And then unthaw.
Well, you'd be waiting.
Like,
you can wait forever.
I was your partner. I froze you the day you died. And then, like, 60 years' time, I could unfreeze you. And then I could be like Captain America and be like, you know, oh, you're as beautiful as the day you died because I've had you frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
It's the same.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Yeah, yeah. Like, you wouldn't age. You'd be dead.
Well, there are some people
but you
who
wouldn't age.
Just, like, have their partners just kind of rotting in the same room as them.
Yeah, that's really weird.
But that's more just like a...
Yeah. What I'm suggesting kind of is normal, but that's strange. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't think it's strange. Well, it's just like the elderly, like, they don't want to have to deal with their loved one being dead, so they just kind of pretend they're still alive.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant that when people have, like, their family preserved and, like, put in, like,
like, when they have, like, world leaders. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, they used to.
I think one of the
you can all go see them. It's like, great.
Yeah, yeah,
they look like wax, like, models, but they're actually a real... They were once real.
Like, one of the Russian czars had, like, their mother embalmed and, like, kept... in a box, like, so they could see her every day and stuff. Really strange.
I feel like Western culture in particular is very terrified of, like,
Lenin.
The death.
Lenin had was
I think everyone's
preserved
terrified.
And displayed in a glass case.
Dope.
maybe we should, as a three. See Hat Films. Forever. Who Hat Films?
We could get, like, of course. We could get, like, Zoltan.
We're only internet famous.
You know the great Zoltan? We could get animated.
Torsoed.
We could start doing a famous hat film.
Give out wishes, AI predictions.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah, just use the AI voices.
Yeah.
Shit. current leaders on display include Lenin, Ho Chi Minh, Mao Zedong, I'm probably saying these are wrong, Kim Tu-sung, and Kim Jong-il.
Oh, Kim Jong-il.
They're
done.
All just preserved and just ready to look at. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Give up your
kind of weird.
Give that carbon and that energy back. It's wasted.
They should do it to Boris Johnson so we all have a go at spitting on him.
Cunt. there'd be a bigger
next
queue
next to David Cameron.
There'd be a bigger queue for that than seeing the Queen.
Yeah, it really would.
David Beckham.
What are you all queuing for? Is it? What's
Why
this
are
for?
You crying,
it's
Becca?
Been weeks. Oh, we were all lubing our mouths up, ready to spit on fucking Boris Johnson, the fucking twat.
Jeremy Corbyn, skip the line.
Yeah, I skipped the line. Yeah.
Go ahead, mate. Go ahead.
It's been some controversy.
He's been lifted forwards. Yeah, they're all carrying. Go on, mate. Go
on, Jeremy.
Good
flop. Go on, Jeremy. Get him.
Look, his hair still looks kind of floppy.
Yeah, it's all matted against his forehead because the amount of flob.
Sticking gum on him.
Yeah.
I can't just tell if it's a bad tax.
Gum off
phlegm, just...
that's it. Move on. Move on.
Oh, I thought he was all right.
Someone's got a glass of piss.
Anyway,
No
piss, no piss. Come on, we said gum off phlegm, you bastard. Right, you're arrested.
The
rules are clear.
No orange glitter no glasses of fucking
piss. Takes us a while to clean the bodies. Come on.
He'll melt his body too quickly if you all chuck piss on him,
you're
all
in
right?
The wrong, Maggie it. Thatcher's on that queue. Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Oh, shit. Okay, no way.
Welcome to the Flobarium.
Flobarium, yeah. We exhumed a lot of these bodies. Just so we'd all spit on them.
It's a new wing of Parliament.
Yeah.
The Flobarium will be
and
open.
Through that, Doris, we've managed to get an exclusive one from America. It's Kardashians. No way.
Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile exhibit's opening next year.
Oh, sorry, it's flooded right now. You can't go in.
It's flooded with glasses of piss.
Everyone keeps pissing in that area. Anyway,
gross.
That is it for today, actually, would you believe?
It's not a bad sketch.
Sorry,
idea.
Those are called communist mummies. That's quite an interesting name for them. Communist mummies.
Commie mummies.
Oh. Anyway, you were wrapping it up.
Thank you so much for listening to Hat Chat today. I hope you've had a great time with us and started off with farting and ended with
spitting and throwing glasses.
The flobarium.
The flobarium.
So, you know, our standards are pretty high nowadays for Hat Chat. If you'd like to support us, and the only reason we keep doing this is from our lovely support
Indeed.
Of our members and patrons and Twitch subscribers, you can join those ranks if you'd like to at patreon.com/hatfilms or YouTube or Twitch, whichever. And You can get extended versions of our videos if you watch our YouTube videos.
Yeah.
As well.
This is all new to me. What's this you're talking about?
Oh, what, members on YouTube?
Yeah.
But also Twitch and patrons get the same features. Yeah.
They all get the same features. If you go to our Discord and link your account to it, you get access to that secret members only channel where all the videos are posted. It's amazing. Good, it? Yeah, that's it's a really good, good
so you
feature.
Don't miss out if you can meet new people on Discord. Subby.
Yeah.
And realize you don't like them either.
Fuck, man.
Cool.
Well, anyway, I'm going for a full frontal phlebotomy.
Oh, perfect. And we'll see
become
you.
A communist mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've all let everyone know now how we would like to be preserved.
Yeah. So. I want to be a Zoltan.
They go, they're taking that as final wishes, episode 157.
The lawyers are there. Well, they're looking back on this hopefully a long time, and they're going, well,
yeah.
It does seem to indicate that he wanted to be fired out of a cannon over the channel.
Yes. Very keen whilst P&O ferries are nearby. Oh, yeah. So, okay, we're going to honour his wishes. Here he goes.
Shit, well, thanks. Thanks for arranging that, guys. Cheers. Sorry if it's expensive. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.